Good morning, everybody. It is Fun Friday, January the 14th. Great to have your company this morning. And for our partners, McCafe, our official coffee partner today, Usman stays in and will open. He had to. Marcus Harris is out. What else awaits us in the fifth test? Will Scott Boland be able to play, survive the fitness test last night, another one this morning? Jared Waitley will preview day
People
one.
People know who you are, man.
They do. We'll cross to the man in Hobart this morning at about a quarter past seven. Nice early sharp rise for Jared. Big day of cricket too. We got Big Bash at the crack of Asparrows as well. Into a day of and night of pink ball cricket, the historic fifth Ashes test in Tasmania later on. The Australian Open looms on the other side of the weekend. Brett Phillips will help set the seed today at 8 o'clock. As we enter day number 8,753 of the Novak Djokovic saga. Add another chapter yesterday too in the form of a delayed open draw, but still we wait. And week 18 of the NFL, if it was any indication, the wildcard weekend is going to be absolutely compelling viewing. And Ben Graham will join us at 7:40. And I'm really looking forward to the big, bad, bustling one, Barry Hall. He's getting back in the boxing ring for Turf War. He's taking on Sonny Bill Williams, if you don't mind. It's been murmured, it's been rumoured, it's been in the works for a couple of years. Finally, it is on the cards, and I can't wait to have a chat to Barry Hall a little bit later on. That fight locked in for March 23. As always, all your calls on the ENS open line, 1300 736 736. Fire off a text if it takes your fancy. Temper text machines, 0433 98 11 16. Good morning to you, Josh Jenkins.
Good morning, Sam. Looking fresh as always.
Oh, really?
Fresh and dapper.
Don't feel fresh. I actually nodded off yesterday. Just had to take myself off for a little kip ahead of Fun Friday. Just got a
One
little
more
bit too
day much for you to get through.
Crikey, it was hot.
It was. Yeah, it took the youngsters down to the swimming pool at the Eastern Gardens or Waterfront or whatever they call it down there.
Oh, that's nice down there in the pool.
It is. Yeah, busy.
Would have been baking hot.
It was. Yeah, and self applied the sunscreen. Couldn't reach the middle of the thoracic area.
What have you got there? A bit lobsterish? A
little bit red in certain areas, but all worthwhile when the kids go down and just cark it for the full 12 hours.
Lucky you weren't taking them for a swim in Onslow. Do you see that? Onslow Town, what is it? It's in the Pilbara. It's probably 1,300 kilometres north of Perth. Broke the or tied the Australian record.
Oh, yes.
50.7. 50.7. And you got to go back to the 60s, I think they were saying, Outback SA, Oodnadatta, 50.7 back in 1960 itself. So 50.7, you couldn't go outside in that.
It was 45.8, I think, the day I got married.
45?
Yeah, 45.8, I think.
Swan Hill.
That is amazing.
And the following Friday, we woke up and it felt warmer, and we said, if our wedding was today, we would have cancelled it was that hot.
That I was going to ask you what's the hottest place you've ever been, but that's probably it.
Yeah. Oh.
And on your wedding day?
Many a day.
Did you suit up?
Yeah.
Were you dripping?
Oh, yeah. Dripping for the photos. You know, you put the suit on for an hour and have a few photos and then take it off.
Jeez.
We just had to leave it on. But nice and warm up in Swan Hill. Some of us grew up without it. We didn't even have an air conditioner in our place. That's why I'm a little bit rugged and tough.
No aircon. In Swan Hill.
No. Nah.
So I was saying there's a sign up on a shop in the Pilbara that just says long range weather forecast, hot, hot and damned hot, last rain and it's blacked out, last snow, the ice age.
Oh, speaking of rain, I took the dog for a run last night and got drenched.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. The storms last night, it missed out our place in the inner west of Melbourne. But if you're out there and you copped it, 0433 98 11 16. Big storm front rolling in. The weather's absolutely nuts at the moment.
Flooding down there at the Cattery. Flooding.
Flooding? Mm. Last night?
Oh, well, you know, running down the...
Here we go.
Running down the street.
You've taken some liberties, have you?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum. Mm. But that's good at the end of the day. We didn't get that relief. Jeez, it was hot. The ceiling fans were doing a bit now. One of those rare nights that you just left the AC on all night.
Yeah. Weather's a bit funny at the moment, isn't it?
Unbelievable. So I was going to ask you, I forgot, maybe Swan Hill, your roots there, always gets hot up that way. Actually, speaking of hot locations, I saw the New York Times release there. This is an annual event for them. They're 52 places to visit in 2022, JJ.
Lured you in with a bit of their...
Bit of clickbait.
Clickbait.
It was, but it was something with a difference. It was 52 places for a changed world, they call it. So places where the travellers can be part of the solution. I thought, well, this is different. What's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a number of examples here. The Daintree squeezes in at 52, part of a UNESCO World Heritage site. But Phillip Island's made the list. 24, Summerland Peninsula, the penguin parade, the world's smallest penguin breed.
Yeah. 50, how many? 52 or 50?
There's the 52 places to visit. 52, I guess 50 is not clickbaitish enough. Throwing 52, and that gets you clicking.
Thrown in the penguins.
Well, given the, I guess, the history of the penguins there, the fact that the state government bought all the houses back and the estates back and then opened it up and the population's boomed down there and there's a big visitor centre and all the rest of it. So that's where they're coming from. But number one was there's all sorts of issues in Venice at the moment. We know the city's slowly sinking and the locals are getting really worried about being overwhelmed and they're blocking people from entering it. Well, Chioggia in Italy, around the corner, the so-called Little Venice, the same thing, just a smaller version. Mm. They're saying, got to get along to number this place. One. Number one.
Number one.
This is Venice without being called Venice.
Mm, what would you have had number one?
I don't know. Greenland's always fascinated me a little bit. I wouldn't mind going there.
Greenland.
Yeah.
Oh, what, after watching the movie?
Yeah, just something different.
A big asteroid incoming.
Something. Marrakesh. What about the Red Sea Mountain Trail of Egypt? Does that take your fancy?
West Indies.
Yeah, oh yeah, like the Caribbean. Yeah, Saguaro National Park outside Tucson with all the cacti. So, anyway, bit of clickbait and I fell for it. So, you know, one thing I didn't fall for, but I wish I had. Bernie had COVID. Bugger me.
Yeah, Brian's just giving me a little clip straight up off the temper text. I need to apologise to Mr. Tomich because he was right. He did have corona. You can't predict. Can you? You can't predict having.
Yeah, Chris in the CBD says he's a truth teller. Well, he didn't know he had it. He suspected he had it and he told the chair umpire that he had it and everyone thought, oh, this is boy who cried wolf. Lo and behold.
There was a wolf.
He tested positive. He did feel lousy. What does this mean for the chair umpire?
What does it mean?
Because the offer from Bernie was if I've got COVID.
Yeah, you've got to buy me dinner.
I don't think she'd be waiting a while. The Brazilian chair umpire, Aline da Roca Nocito.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you reckon she's taking him?
Well, hopefully I'll have to wait a week.
Yes. I reckon Brazilian barbecue. There's some good Brazilian barbecue joints in the city. Anywhere where they bring food out on a sword has to be good, doesn't it?
I reckon they'd want to go of a buffet variety because they can just go order, eat and leave and depart each other's company.
So it is Brian Indramana who said, you do need to apologise to Bernie, as he was correct. He had the Rona and he had every right to say he was sick.
Did I say he didn't have it?
No, obviously you did. You have to apologise.
It's too early for this.
Sorry.
You should apologise for that.
Bernard.
Speaking of food, do you do the cooking at home?
Yep, I cooked last night.
What'd you cook?
What did I cook last night? We had nice simple tacos and a little bit of spicy chicken as a little entree.
You did well to get
chicken bites.
You did well to get chicken.
No, well, this is the thing. You've got to go away from.
Go back to the butcher.
That's right.
Yes.
Fully stocked the butchers.
We're on the same wavelength.
Was it you tweeting it?
Was it?
No. Oh, I don't know.
I don't tweet about butchers too often.
Don't you?
But this is a great, you know, we should be trying our best to support our local businesses anyway.
Fully stocked, fully loaded. So forget about Coles and Woolies for your meat. You can get all your other stuff there, but go to the local butcher and you get whatever you want, whatever you need.
No supply issues there, is there?
Happy days.
So you would have had a bit of onion in there?
Yeah, definitely a bit of onion in the taco mix.
Bring a tear to your eye?
Yeah, had a bit of a cry about it.
They can be horrendous, a tearful experience at the best of times, but they reckon.
I usually wear my swimming goggles.
They reckon growers have cracked the code, though. Right. 7 News last night, they're producing a less pungent onion.
Right.
How about that? 30 years of breeding, they reckon, non-genetically modified, don't worry, coming to the UK soon, and they want to get it here in Australia, and I think that would make us all happy, particularly our politicians. You remember Tony Abbott?
Abbott.
Who could forget
Anthony
Tony,
Abbott.
Our former Prime Minister, biting into that raw onion like an apple 6 years ago? It has to remain one of the most bizarre scenes in political history.
It's politicians for you. Shouldn't surprise anyone.
I thought it was very important that I should show my support for the great products that the Tasmanian agricultural industry produces. And, you know, I enjoy onions. I normally have them cooked on the barbecue, but I enjoy onions.
He chomped into an onion like it was a Granny Smith. Unbelievable scenes. Kane's texting. I don't believe Tomic that he has COVID. He wasn't even trying in his qualifier, Kane, I think.
Well, maybe he felt lethargic because of the onset and just didn't couldn't manage the effort required to play. Maybe that is why he wasn't trying that hard, because he felt terrible.
Off the text, okay. No rain out in the eastern suburbs. I reckon that big front just clipped Geelong on the way through and
it
then disappeared
Geelong,
out through the head.
Hammered Geelong.
Oh, that's right. Mass flooding, wasn't it?
Hammered.
At the Cattery.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The streets were, all the water was running from GMHBA all the way down to the waterfront when I was going for a little walk last night.
Paul from Q, I'm sorry, but the Penguin Parade is the most overrated event I've ever been to.
I would imagine it would be.
Well, you haven't been and you're potting it.
But I said I would imagine it would be.
Yeah, but you were very dismissive.
I can go to the aquarium up the road and see penguins and other animals.
I've been to Greenland, fly in and out over a 30-hour period from Iceland because there was a spare seat on a plane. It's not very green, but glad I did it. No, it's more white than green. Freezing cold place, Roscoe. What are you saying? You can go to the zoo to see the penguins, though, is it?
And polar bears.
Well,
and
wouldn't it be better to see an animal in its natural habitat? Doing its thing,
not,
rather than
no.
behind a cage.
No, I'd rather it be in a cage so I can see it. Not have to go and chase it.
You're unbelievable.
They just put it on for you.
Maybe this could be part of your New Year's resolutions, to sort of get out and about a bit more to see the wildlife.
I've got my New Year's resolution.
What's that?
I've got what have I got? 11 and a half months to commence to tie a tie.
Come again?
Never had to really tie a tie, so...
Your New Year's resolution is to learn how to tie a tie.
Well, why would you set yourself up for failure? At least it's achievable.
It's very achievable.
You'd have some simple
What's
skills.
What's the date?
That
it's we're 2 weeks into 2022. You're still working on it?
Yeah, I am. I think I've worn a tie too.
I reckon you might have worn a tie plenty of times. What do you
no,
mean
no,
all
no,
those
I'm,
functions?
I mean this year already where I've had the opportunity to. I've had a few guys on YouTube. But
it's an old clip-on.
Mm.
One of those clip-on ones.
Yeah.
What? That's unbelievable.
I'm sure you've got, there's a basic skill in life that you haven't.
Oh, no, there's many.
Or have you acquired all skills in life?
But didn't your old, don't be like that, but didn't your old profession demand that you sometimes go to events with a tie?
Basically never.
What about the Adelaide Best and Fairest?
They'll pretty much aware what you like, sort of set up.
What?
As in, you know,
free dress.
A jacket.
Do you ever have to bring a gold coin? You got to wear it. Everyone wears a tie, don't they?
Yeah, but maybe someone else obviously tied it up for me.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, well, good luck with that.
I don't think I've worn one in 2022. I may have.
I certainly got to drink less. I know that's an old New Year's resolution, but it always peaks this time of the year.
That's dull.
I'm not a big drinker, but it just dawned on me. I hit the wall just before I came back from Tassie, slept for about 2 days, and I thought, this isn't good. Not that I'm a big drinker, but far more than... The festive season's a challenge. Everywhere you go, there's a... You got to have a drink. You got to have a drink.
Get
you got to be.
Beers.
You got to be polite, and it's just worn me down a bit. I know how to tie a tie, but yeah, I'll work. I'll think of one. I'll think of one.
There'll be a basic skill that you haven't.
There's plenty of those. One of them might be camping. Going camping this weekend. I'm a bit fearful because there's more storms coming in tonight.
Where are you headed?
Nagambie Lakes Leisure Park.
What's your
nice part of the world?
What's a basic
family tent setup?
Oh, is it
all the sort of normal box and dice, but just the big tent?
Big 10 man.
Yeah, it is. Well, 10 man's really a 4 man,
yeah, isn't it?
Let's
it?
Be honest. So we'll set that up tonight. Hopefully it's not the wind's not coming in at 90 k's an hour sideways, and we can get it up. Big show today. Barry Hall, literally. Ben Graham, BP as always. Jared Waitley as well, ahead of the fifth and final Ashes test today, this afternoon. Pink ball down there in Hobart. So we've got plenty on the menu. Bit of footy to get through as well, JJ. All sorts of issues in the AFLW at the moment as well. A couple of games are called off there, so we need to revisit those. We're here for Kogan. No annual fees, tantalising rewards, and just great value. And Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. We'll be back after this. I'll just park some of these temper techs. Keep them firing. We'll catch you soon.
Kogan, make the switch to a great value credit card. Visit koganmoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage Doors Redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer Breakfast on SEN.
Not sure who Brian's talking about, you or me, but he's just texted in. I think I've just heard the bar lowered to its lowest level ever for a New Year's resolution. Could there possibly be a less challenging resolution ever? Cheers.
Bryza, you worry about your resolution and I'll worry about mine.
Everyone's resolution is their own resolution.
That's right, Brian.
What might be difficult for you might not be for Brian and vice versa.
Just relax on this.
Do not speak to me like that.
That's right, Ray.
Don't get your hopes up for too much playing Hobart for the next 2 days, someone says off the text. We might still get a result, though, with the pink ball on a raging green top.
This was the worry, wasn't it?
Well, it was. Yeah, it was the worry. They'd have some beautiful days down there over summer, but they've had a wet last week or so, have Hobart. Steve, morning boys, no rain at Mornington last night, just the light show. Hey, the Hawks, National Basketball League style, was back last night.
Illawarra.
They won? I was watching Big Bash. You clearly weren't.
No, I was watching the NBL, the Hawk, the Battle of the Freeway.
Yeah, that's right. So the Hawks won the Freeway. What a tremendous honour. 97-89 over the Kings. And there was a name, though, in this particular match that caught your eye in the lead-up, though, Joe.
There was. I was going for a little, as I said, going for a little stroll with the dog last night and looked at the, I was just looking through the markets there and saw, you know,
with our friends at Sportsbet.
With our friends at Sportsbet. And Sam Froehling, who's a young gun, could be on his way to much bigger and better things than even the NBL. $151 to be top scorer.
But hang on, how do you know Sam Froehling?
His dad used to be the assistant coach at the Townsville Crocs when I was up there. So take an interest in Sam and Harry, the brothers who play for the Hawks. And 151 smackers for him to be top scorer. And I thought, that's a fair bit. That's
just nothing silly, just $5, maybe.
Oh, $2.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, didn't have any money in the betting account. Thought, I'll be a responsible gambler and I won't deposit. I'll take a sec before you bet, which is the motto. And it's come back to haunt me because I just caught the scores this morning. I went to bed before the game ended. 27 points for Sammy.
Top scored?
Top scored.
Oh, no.
There's no cash here.
So, yeah.
Lesson. What's the lesson that you've learned out of that?
Oh, well, there's a few to learn from that.
Right.
None of them good.
Hey, Netflix are at it again. We spoke about them this time yesterday. I think it was the day before. I got deja vu. Anyway, you know, Drive to Survive has been a raging success. I think just about every sport has looked on with envy at what they've been able to create and the new fan base that's come off the back of this documentary series, because it's absolutely brilliant. And we spoke about the PGA Tour. The golfers are on board. Now, in all the documentation around Novak Djokovic, we're reading that Netflix are making one on the tennis.
They're following him at the moment.
This could be same producer as Drive to Survive as well. So now they're into tennis and all the Grand Slams are on board. The players are on board. They've got access to the locker room and all the behind the scenes areas that you need to have to make something like this. So this could be anything, what we're witnessing at the moment in a period of time once this series comes out.
Yeah, it says the Mail's reporting that there's a crew currently here, not following Novak
specifically
or exclusively, but they are here and they will be featuring some of Novak's drama. So that will be border security have missed out, haven't they? Not being able to secure Novak's incoming arrival to Australia. So this will be, when this comes out, unmissable.
Jeez, having the sports documentaries as a whole just
loaded.
Absolutely erupted.
Well, we had no sport for so long. All the major leagues around the world closed down. So the Bulls documentary probably led the way. It would have been a hit even... Well, it wouldn't have mattered when they released the Last Dance. It would have been a hit, but
yeah,
there's been plenty. I mean, the Drive to Survive has done unthinkably great things for Formula One, its popularity.
Fosse's down your way in Highton. Reckon we had 20 mils, if not more, in 30 minutes in Geelong last night. St Kilda Pier has Penguins Daily for free and Sunset. There you go, JoJo.
All right, 6:30, the Penguin Talk's done.
You can get along.
First half an hour of the show.
You can get along to St Kilda Pier and have a look at that. Now, you just worry about your tie tying, all right? You just focus on that for now as your resolution. Hey, Chris Cairns is up and about. How good is this?
Saw this online last night.
Yeah, former New Zealand all-rounder, of course, posted vision to his Twitter account showing him learning to walk again. I mean, heavily aided by a rehab staffer and a frame and a harness. But 51-year-old, obviously he's been paralysed from the waist down. Actually, very lucky to be alive at all, to be honest. Spinal stroke, off the back of life-saving treatment for a torn artery. Now, that was only back in August. And I think he recently said, Josh, that he'd actually, geez, you can't imagine, but he'd actually made peace with the fact that he may never walk again. Yeah. So to see him moving, even in that manner, is awesome.
Yeah, very positive. He's very. I was going through his some of his social media posts lately. He's got some huge scars, and but he's very positive on his Instagram posts. You saw him sitting in a wheelchair playing backyard cricket with his kids because I think he's got five kids. So yeah, his hashtag's not done yet. So yeah, looking forward to gave him a follow last night. Looking forward to following along because yeah he looks like a. Someone that you really want to get behind. He was a great cricketer to watch. Nice all-rounder for the Kiwis.
And, class.
Very good player. So surprised he's 51 years old. Time's flown by.
Yeah,
I know. He played late into his 30s, did he not? But
makes you feel old when you see
it. It does. But yeah, we're all behind Chris Cairns as he, I guess, pursues to be the best version of himself that he can be.
Indeed.
I guess that's all you can hope for, isn't it?
Indeed.
Something so serious.
Absolutely right there. Jared Waitley, Brett Phillips, Ben Graham, you'll be in your element there. Josh Jenkins, a big weekend in the NFL. Barry Hall as well. Is he in the same class as Sonny Bill Williams? 8 years he's senior, only his second career fight, Barry Hall. Be interesting chat. Mm. We'll make sure we ask all those questions before he joins us. And then we'll
say, if you think he's not.
And then we'll make sure we just lay it out for him to play it out at 8:40 a.m. But he's joining us on the blower, I think, anyway. So we keep him at arm's length.
They say that he listens when he does interviews. He likes to listen to the whole show. So just be wary of what you say.
Good on him. 44 years of age. He's in tremendous nick. Is that better? Have I done that well?